Good morning. I'd really love it if the children could come to the front because I've got something to give them in a minute. Aaron? Come to the front, please. Well done. Right, first of all, the theme today for us is sheep, okay, and shepherds. So I'm going to show you, thank you, Leslie, for that lovely sheep noise. I'm going to show you a little video. So if you look at the screen, you'll see a sheepdog, hopefully. Yes, there he is, look. And he's going to herd some sheep into a pen. Watch him go. Can you see him? Oh. And the shepherd is calling out instructions to his sheepdog so that the sheepdog knows where he wants the sheep to go. Can you see them? They're all gathering together. And in they go, look. And there's the dog following behind. That dog is so obedient. And there we are, look. A few stray ones. And he gets them, in he goes. Wow, wow. Now, why did I show you that? In the Bible story today, Jesus said to the people that he was teaching that he was like a good shepherd, and each one of us is like a sheep. I don't think he means that we're literally like a sheep. We go around baaing, and we need a guide dog to chase after us. But he said we're like sheep. He leads us, he guides us, he looks after us. And in the story it says that he knows his sheep by name. Now in that video, that dog didn't know each of those sheep. They probably just all look the same to him. They're just warm and woolly. I've got a sheep here. What's this? And I've got another one here. Got quite a few actually. And they all look the same. But they're not. They all have names. This one's called Aaron. How convenient is that? And this one is called Dahi. And this one looks the same, but the shepherd knows that it's different because this one's called Jensen. And there's one for each of the children who come to the church. And actually, in reality, there's one for each of you here. Didn't have enough paper to do that, but there is each a named sheep for everyone because we are followers of Jesus, and he knows each of us by name, which means that we're special, he cares for us, and just like that sheepdog, he's going to guide us so that we're in the right place at the right time. We're going to sing. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, and I'm doing the actions.
So strong and so mighty, there's nothing that he cannot do. The thank you very much. Oh, blimey, I was on. Oh, dear. How embarrassing. See you later, gang. It's a picture that's used in the Old Testament. Very well known, the shepherd. And it's a picture, of course, that Jesus picks up in a number of stories. And this is the closest that we get to the parables that we get in the other three Gospels. So John chapter 10. And this will be read to us by Martin Verge.
The Parable of the Shepherd. Jesus said, "I am telling you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who goes in through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought them out, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow someone else. Instead, they will run away from such a person because they do not know his voice." Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he meant. So Jesus said again, "I am telling you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever comes in by me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life. Life in all its fullness." Amen.
If you're a person who would be prepared to read sometimes, Maggie, would you wave at us all, please? Would you wave? Maggie is a person in charge of the rota. Would you speak to Maggie? So let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and you are our Redeemer. Amen. In Britain today, everybody's life is full, and the song that people sing is about how busy they are. Everybody is full. The question is, are you full of activity, plans and schemes? Are you full of doing? Are you full of love? Are you full of worry? What are you full of? Are you full of yourself? Are you full of fear? Loads of people in Britain, actually, not just in Britain, but in the world today, are full of fear and building their lives and their choices and, brothers and sisters, political choices on fear. Jesus has come that we would have life in all its fullness. This passage in John is the parallel to other stories like Jesus rescues the one and leaves the 99. Jesus is the good shepherd. But actually, Actually, it talks about him being the gate as well. What's that about? He is the way in. He does not sneak in. He enters with openness and with boldness. The gate is about protecting the sheep who might wander. The gate is not about excluding others. The text makes it clear that there are other sheep who are precious and who are welcome. The function of the gate is for protection, not exclusion. So the question is, what is it that Jesus is protecting us from? We tend to think of ourselves as beyond the need of protection. We're serious grown-ups. What do we need protection for? And then we fill our heads with all sorts of stuff and pay no attention to the fact that it might actually be doing us some harm. Do you reflect on what you watch? The games that you play? The conversation that you indulge in? How much tragedy is it reasonable to take in every day? And then, how much news do you watch? Do we allow the Good Shepherd to guard us? Or are we above such childish notions that we would need anybody to guard us? Who do we think we are? Do we live lives that line up with the truth that we know? Or do we become obsessed with things that are passing? Sheep might not be the smartest of creatures, but at least the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. I have to tell you that at the 11:30 service, we've got a video too. And in that video, it's a foggy day, and the shepherd calls his sheep that he can't even see, and then they appear. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. They might not be good at finding food and water. They might be creatures that easily wander and get lost, but they know the sound of the one that they are meant to be following. Do we? They will not follow the voice of someone they don't know. They are loyal. They're not taken in by every new flashy thing that comes along. They are not obsessed with the novel. They will not follow the stranger. And us? They eat the grass that is in front of them. They drink the water that is provided. They don't spend their lives wishing that they were eating somebody else's grass. Nor do they spend their time wanting something new and different and exciting. And us? The Lord Jesus says, "My welcome is large. All who find me, I want to know. I want to develop a relationship with. I want you to know about a full life, not merely existence." But what does that look like if we look at a sheep as our model? To me, it seems to be about attitude rather than activity. Jesus Christ is our gateway to a fuller life. Does your life, does my life, look like a full life? And the danger of that is that you hear me say, does your life look like a busy life which I would suggest to you is not the same. Jesus has come that we would have life in all its fullness, which is not the same as saying that we would have an easy life. Just because life isn't easy doesn't stop it being good. Are we celebrating every day? Are we sucking the joy out of this day? Not the sense of sucking the joy out of somebody else's day, but enjoying the day that we have. Are we focusing on what really matters? Or are we trying to build our lives on trivial stuff that will one day be gone? The bread at the table is the most boring of food. It really is the human equivalent of grass. It's not exciting, yet its very ordinariness is its beauty. It reminds us of what matters. We rely on Him. He is the one who will feed us. We are guests, but we are welcome. We do not earn our place because of our activity. We earn our place just because He calls us to be there. We are loved. We are cherished. And we come freely. And we come because we hear His voice. And something deep inside us resonates. And we respond. Let us pray. Pray the Lord for those who have been called by names that have hurt them and damaged them. And we pray for those who are longing for someone to tell them that they are loved. For those who feel that they are outside and nobody gives a stuff about them. For those who are outside because they're ill, bereaved, those who are dying. For those who feel that they are outside because of their housing situation, because of the money that they can earn or not, because of their country of origin. For those who feel that they are outside because it is safer to be outside. The refugee. The women and children in places of refuge. And we pray for ourselves, Lord Jesus. For sometimes we also know what it feels like to be outside and to wonder whether you do care about us. And we also pray for ourselves as a community that we would be welcoming, nurturing, including. And we bring our prayers, the few that have been spoken and the many that have been offered in our hearts and minds, and we bring them all in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's continue our worship by making our offering. Let us pray. We bring these gifts from our life and work into the life of this place. And with them we bring our passion for a just and peaceful world, our resolve to work together for the common good. May these gifts and all that we have to offer be blessed and be a blessing, that all who receive from them will be touched by the love of God. Amen. We join together to sing the hymn 438, An Upper Room Did Our Lord Prepare. We gather at this table and we remember Jesus, who was born of Mary, who lived our common life on the earth, who suffered and died for us. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead and is always present through the Holy Spirit. And in his presence, and in the company of all the people of God, the past, present, and to come, we celebrate the supper of the Lord. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me. Here again, the words of the institution of this feast as they are given by the Apostle Paul. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray. We give thanks to you, O God, that from the earth you cause the grain to come for the making of bread. We praise you for Christ, the bread of life, whose body was given for us, who lived his life and taught for us, and who is raised to glory and present with us and in us through the Spirit. May your Holy Spirit sanctify us and this bread, that the bread that we break may be to us the communion of the body of Christ. We give thanks to you, O God, that you cause the vine to yield fruit. We bless you for Christ, the true vine. May your Holy Spirit sanctify us and this wine, that the cup which we bless may be to us the communion in the blood of Christ. And that through abiding in him, we may bear fruit that will last. Thank you. Alleluia. Amen. We believe that this is the Lord's table. It does not belong to us, and everybody is welcome to share. The elders will bring the bread. When you receive the bread, please eat it. And then they will bring the wine. Please hold it so that we can all drink together. There's no alcohol in the wine. And for those of us who have issues with wheat and gluten, there is provision at this table. He took bread, blessed it, broke it. "This is my body," he said. "It is broken for you." the body of Christ. He took the cup. blood of Christ. So let us pray. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with that which is eternal. Fill us with your love, your peace, your joy. And may this table remind us that the ordinary may speak of you. Fill us, Lord Jesus, and may our love overflow in our contacts with the people that we meet, in the lives that we live. We pray in your name. Amen. The last hymn is available in Korean. If you haven't got it in Korean, and you could read it in Korean, it's at the back. Please get it. We join together to sing our final hymn, Be Thou My Vision. we had the time, everybody could make their own sheep, couldn't they? And everybody could put their own name, because everybody is welcome and loved by God. It's true. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those who we love, for now, forever. Amen.